morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. We'll get to the former All-Pro that the Niners are discussing adding to the team in a minute, but first we begin, as we always do, with the injury report. A lot of names on there, as you would expect this time of year. We'll start with injuries from the game. Diamador Lenore has a rib contusion. He is day-to-day. Kalia Davis is going to miss some time with the dreaded high ankle sprain. Juwan Jennings is in the concussion protocol. And Cleveland Farrell has an ankle sprain, although he is just day-to-day. Some good news, Spencer Burford will be back at practice this week. And then there was a group of guys in the, quote, see how it goes category. That would be Eric Armstead, Ross Dwelly, Javon Hargrave, Elijah Mitchell, and Oren Burks. So we'll see how it goes. Now, to the Shanahan conference call, the Cardinals had more than 200 yards rushing on Sunday, Kyle. Now that you watch the tape, was it just the fact that Armstead and Hargrave weren't there, or was there something else going on?
I think all the factors went into it. One, having those guys out. Two, you know, the amount of plays they got, especially there in the first half. Losing Kalia during the game, which really got those guys tired out towards the end, especially when they stayed on the field on a couple third downs, just especially those last couple drives. I thought the biggest thing was the missed tackles. You know, they bounced off a couple. And then mainly just our tracking angles on a number of plays. Just running to the ball. We over-pursued a couple things and opened up the cutback, which gave them some big ones. It's usually when you give up that yard, you're expecting a lot of schematic busts and stuff, especially with a running quarterback. So I thought that didn't hurt us as bad as you'd expect, but we got to clean up all those tackles and got to try to get our depth back too.
Obviously, that's not a habit the 49ers want to get into, but with Kalia Davis now injured, there's a definite need in the middle of that defensive line. So, Kyle, speaking of that, has the team discussed signing free agent defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh?
Not yet. I mean, I'm not ruling out anything. You know, we have guys on our practice squad, as you guys see, that we used last week. But that stuff, you know, we also aren't exactly sure when Hargrave and Armstead are coming back. We do know they have chances this week. So there's a lot of variables that are playing together that we'll be discussing here the rest of the day tomorrow. And even if we don't make a move in any area, that'll probably be continuing throughout the year.
I wasn't a fan of Sue in his prime because I thought he was a dirty player. Now that he's a little older and some of that skill is gone, I doubt that that has improved much. And the Niners already have a guy in Dre Greenlaw that has drawn a lot of 15-yard penalties. I don't know if they need to add another one. But I'll also say, when you're down to your fifth-string defensive tackle, can you really afford to be picky? We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Tuesday, Matt Barrels has his Minutia Minute in The Athletic. You know it's one of my favorite columns every week. There's something in there this week about the 49ers special teams. It was a new strategy they used, and I hope they continue doing it from now until the end of time. If you want to read it, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, not that he needs the help, but Pat McAfee did have Fred Warner on the show. Warner had some interesting things to say about Brock Purdy and the defense as well. I put the YouTube link to that in the description of the show as well. One thing you may have missed, Christian McCaffrey was a guest on the Manning Cast last night. For a long time, there was a Manning Cast curse where everyone that got on would either get hurt or lose the next week. And I will just say this. If what the 49ers have going on is derailed by some stupid curse, I'm going to lose my shit on someone. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're new to the channel, new to the show. We are live every single weekday on here. So please like and subscribe and hit the little bell. You'll get notified every time we do go live. Jason Aponte and Steph Sanchez will be with you today, 8 a.m. Pacific time for Bully Ball. So wake up, get your coffee, get some Bully Ball in your life. I promise you, you won't want to miss it. Jay's been cooking the last few weeks, and I'm sure that ain't about to stop now that the Niners are in the driver's seat for the number one seed. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.